Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, There's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, There's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, There's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation? Have you ever thought about how cartoons are made? It's quite fascinating. They start with simple sketches and then get filled in with colors and details. What kind of cartoons do you like? All right. Speaking of cartoons, there's a whole world of animation techniques. Traditional hand-drawn animation involves drawing each frame by hand, which is pretty labor-intensive. Then there's stop motion, where you move objects in tiny increments and photograph them frame by frame. Of course, there's also computer animation, which has opened up endless possibilities for creativity. What's your favorite type of animation?